It's good to see you all again, and I'm grateful to be back. I can tell from the look in your eyes that you're saying to yourselves, I wonder if he's going to tell us about his retreat and vacation in Colorado. And all of you, to a person, are saying, I really hope so. And so I'll share one observation, and for the rest of the year, I'll keep talking about my retreat and vacation. I was out in Colorado, and one of the noticeable things in the Rockies is the difference in the trees. There are beautiful, green, healthy-looking trees, and then there are whole swaths of gray, white trees. And it's easy to distinguish the healthy trees from those who have been infested by beetles who have laid their eggs in those trees and who have left the trees to die. It's easy to see the difference between what is living and what is dead. I know young Abbe Hall is sometimes here. I think I see his mom. But he's been giving some volunteer work here. And his first job was to pick weeds out in our garden outside. That's where the garden is. It's outside. And the weed really is a vine, very similar in color to the plants around it, to the grass, but fairly easy to distinguish. Little vine, little tiny thread that was choking the life out of the healthy growth. And so his job was to remove those vines. And you could hear the relief in the other growth. Ah, we can breathe again. It was pretty easy to see the difference between the weed and the vine, and the healthy growth. Now, apparently, the weeds in that Jesus talks about in his parable in the gospel look very similar to wheat, especially at the early stages of growth. So it's more challenging, and the master says, we have to wait. We can't pull up the weeds without endangering the wheat. Timing. Timing is everything. And coming to see the difference before taking action. Father Thomas Green, S.J., wrote a book way back now, it's I think 1984, called The Weeds Among the Wheat, Discernment, Where Prayer and Action Meet. Discernment, Where Prayer and Action Meet. And in a sense, that is what the parable is really about, is taking discerned action in our lives, the little and the big decisions that we have to make. We want to make them with the help of the Holy Spirit that is spoken about in the second reading today. The Spirit which is always praying, always speaking inside of us with groans too deep for speech, but which steer us in the direction of wisdom, of choosing life over death, good over evil. And so we can call upon that Holy Spirit who's dwelling within each of you and speaking even now within you to guide us in discerning our path and discerning the decisions we have to make even today. Three parables in the gospel today. Jesus is talking about sowing wheat, and weeds come up in the midst because of the action of an enemy. He's talking about the wonderful, marvelous growth of the mustard seed. Smallest of seeds, but it grows into the largest of plants. And Jesus talks about the woman who kneads yeast into the batch of dough. And again, the action is thorough and it causes growth. The woman wanted to make a lot of dough. These are homey stories which pointed to the kingdom of God and gave people hope. Everybody could recognize these stories pulled right out of life. And these stories, in addition to giving them hope about the coming of God's kingdom, helped them make decisions from day to day. They, like we, lived in a world where there are enemies, where there are threats to life and to growth. They, like we, labor in a world where we get mixed results. They, like we, have to make decisions every day. And so we need guidance. We need help of that Holy Spirit. And to be discerning, even as to how the negative things in our life can bring out good in us, facing challenges which evoke from us virtue. If you think about your life and some of the negative things and even negative people who have been part of it, see also how grace came out of that challenge for you. You know, that boyfriend that you thought you were surely going to marry, and then you waited and found out more about him. And thank God that you decided not to get married to that person. Even the nastiest things that happen can evoke from us a response of faith and hope and love. And so timing and discernment is really important. And that's a gift that God gives us. The people in the parables, like we, need wisdom and discernment to make good decisions. And God's decision is that of mercy. It's a powerful God who uses that power to make things right. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, making things right, making us right. Discernment, then, is going with God. It's taking things to prayer. Have you ever heard that saying, why don't you take that to prayer? What does that mean? Except to ask God to guide us, to help us see beyond what we're seeing in the present moment. Discernment, where prayer and action meet. To choose mercy in our lives is to choose a God-like option. Because God is merciful, although powerful, chooses to use power in a compassionate way, letting us make mistakes, even sin, so that we can learn from our mistakes and make better decisions. I have a clear sense of God giving me second chances all through my life. Thank God I still am living to correct some of those mistakes that I've made. The only downside is that as I live longer, I make more mistakes. The kingdom is coming. The parables are about the kingdom. They're about growth and life and choosing those things carefully. The Holy Spirit helps us, that Holy Spirit which changes us as well as the elements of bread and wine into the body of Christ. We have chosen to come here. Here we discern Christ in the flesh. Christ, after all, has chosen us. And that means life and growth for us. That means wonderful growth. That means God's kingdom is here.